I can tell them he most certainly has. And it's even written in his Bible to prove it. Cal stretches like a lazy cat, arching his back. There's something I've been meaning to ask him. How'd you know about the books and the toilet behind the curtain? It was easy. Remember the night we picked him up for the drive-in? Zachary was busy looking at Kate. It only took a second to peek. When are you going to visit your mom? Next week. Dad made the reservations yesterday. A moment later, Ferris drives up, gets out of his car, and hollers, "What are you two doing up there?" "Watching the comings and goings of Antler," I say. "Mostly the goings," Cal adds.
I'm thinking about what Cal means when he refers to the goings of Antler. They just watched Zachary leave, of course, but I think there's more to it than that. There's also Toby's mom and Cal's brother who have gone away. And early in the book, Toby mentioned how a lot of businesses have left Antler and that the town is shrinking. So there have been a lot of goings recently. Let's continue on page 225, where Ferris says, "Come on down."
"Come on down and I'll fix you a Bowl-O-Rama breakfast special." We jump to our feet. "Can I borrow some money?" Cal asks me. "It's on the house," hollers Ferris. "Now you're talking," I say, realizing how much that sounds like Cal. Cal punches my shoulder. "Hey, Runt, you're all right." We climb down from the roof as the street light